In Moscow, demolition crews are busy tearing down a notoriously ugly landmark. In its 30 years, the Intourist has had a checkered history as an elite hotel for foreigners, a hangout for KGB agents, and later as a seedy den of gangsters and prostitutes. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the Russian capital.
If you've got a taste for the grandiose, central Moscow is an architectural smorgasbord. Bustling Tverskoy Boulevard is something like Russia's answer to Fifth Avenue. From here you can see Red Square, the Kremlin, the bright onion domes of St. Basil's Cathedral, all the postcard images of Russia. But towering above all the splendor is the Intourist Hotel, 18 relentlessly grim stories of glass panels in cheap-looking colored trim. The Intourist recently shut its doors, and demolition workers have moved in to tear the hotel down. Intourist manager Pyotr Treskovets admits his hotel was no beauty. But Treskovets explains that when the hotel was built in 1970, Soviet architects saw it as innovative. Soviet planners tried to imitate American-style skyscrapers, says Treskovets. They wanted modern buildings, but our hotel doesn't fit in with Moscow's architectural style. It's seen as a mistake. Under communism, Moscow's older hotels fell into disrepair. So if you're a high-level foreign guest, or if you just wanted to live high on the hog by Soviet standards, chances are you were sent here. The service was grudging, and the rooms the size of shoeboxes. But manager Treskovets says the guest list was first class.
Кто у нас знаменитый певец в Америке? Джексон.
There was that famous singer from America, Michael Jackson, Treskovets says. He left us letters about how enchanted he was. There were prime ministers, high government officials, lots of important people. That guest list gave the Intourist lobby a reputation as a hangout for KGB minders. Its cockroach-infested rooms also boasted another kind of bug. The hotel was reputed to have an extraordinarily sophisticated eavesdropping system, a fact confirmed by assistant manager Alexander Kolesnikov. Yeah, the rooms were bugged, so what's the big deal, Kolesnikov says. Anyway, ordinary tourists didn't have anything to worry about, just people who came here with ulterior motives. Espionage goes on all over the world. There's nothing surprising here. Faced with new competition in the 1990s, the Intourist remade itself as a budget hotel. At $50 a night, it was the cheapest digs in central Moscow. The seedy first-floor casino attracted hordes of prostitutes and petty gangsters. But manager Treskovets is nostalgic. It was the tallest building in the center of Moscow, Treskovets says. From here, you had a great view of Red Square. Liquidating such a great establishment is a very unpleasant feeling. When the Intourist is finally gone, a French firm plans to build a chic new five-star hotel in its place. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.